Welcome to the Urban Christian News Podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. First, according to the Associated Press, a Durian native whose courageous combat was illuminated in the book Black Hawk Down has died. The Rockford Register Star reports that 64-year-old Sergeant Major James McMahon died on November 5th. A cause was not listed. The 16-year veteran Army Ranger was aboard one of two Black Hawk helicopters shot down by rocket-propelled grenades in Somalia in August of 1993. The book by Mark Bowden introduces McMahon by describing his face as so battered and cut that he looks like he was wearing a fright mask as he pulled the body of a fellow soldier from the wreckage. McMahon was awarded the Purple Heart and the Silver Star for valor. He retired in 2002, worked as a defense contractor, and since 2013 was a special operations instructor at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Second, according to Reuters, a teenage boy who killed two classmates and wounded three others at a Southern California high school on his birthday before shooting himself in the head died on Friday of his wounds in the hospital, the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Office said. Nathaniel Tenosuke Burhau, age 16, a junior at Sagas High School, was being treated for a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head when he succumbed to his injuries. His mother was present at the time of his passing, the sheriff's office said in a written statement. The boy was carrying out a deliberate plan when he shot five students at his California high school, then turned the gun on himself, a local sheriff said on Friday. But authorities said they had no clues about what sparked the bloodshed. Two of the other five students who were shot in the Thursday morning attack at the school in Santa Clarita died of their wounds. Third, according to the Daily Mail, an American teacher has been found beyond gagged, tortured, and strangled to death in the Dominican Republic. The remains of Patricia Ann Anton, age 63, were found inside her apartment in the town of Cadarit on the north side of the island on Tuesday. Investigators say it appears she died as part of a burglary because her phone, laptop, and 40-inch plasma TV were missing, and her clothing drawers and cupboards had been searched. However, police say they have found no evidence of a break-in, meaning Anton likely knew her killers. Her remains were found tied upon her bed with a rag stuffed into her mouth, investigators said. The body has been sent for forensic analysis and an investigation has been opened, the prosecutor's office added. Anton was an English teacher working at 3 Mariposas Montessori School, which sits just outside of Cadarit, around 95 miles north of the capital, Santo Domingo. The school is part of an initiative to take impoverished girls away from a life on the streets and give them skills to stop them from being exploited. Anton was born in Italy and spent time traveling with her family as a girl and young woman before settling in Michigan, where she raised a family, according to the school's website. She has at least two adult children who now live in Michigan and Illinois. Thomas Anton paid tribute to his sister-in-law, writing, Patty Anton was one of the most caring people you could ever meet. She dedicated her life to helping children. Her death is a tragedy. I have resolved to use her memory as an inspiration to be of greater service to those around me. She was kind to everyone, always, without exception. Investigators are working to identify suspects and no arrests have been reported. According to the research from the Observatory of Citizen Security, in the first 3 months of 2019, 240 homicides were registered in the Dominican Republic. Fourth, according to the Christian Post, Turkey President Tayyip Recep Erdogan told media at the White House on Wednesday that Turkey will restore damaged Syrian churches as Christian communities along the border in northeastern Syria that are feeling vulnerable due to the Turkish incursion. Erdogan met with United States President Donald Trump and a group of GOP senators on Thursday in a widely publicized meeting that was reportedly held to clear the air amid congressional criticism of Turkey's military operation in northeastern Syria. During a press conference at the White House, Erdogan was asked specifically by a reporter if he could guarantee that Turkey will protect Christians in northeast Syria amid this realignment. Erdogan thanked the reporter for the question and assured that his government is especially sensitive and has plans in place to help Christians remaining on the Syrian side of the border who have seen their churches and sanctuaries destroyed by the violence. They will see their sanctuaries getting revived and their churches will be reconstructed so that they can go back and start praying there again, Erdogan said, according to his translator. Fifth, according to ESPN, Myles Garrett will not play again this season and may be longer. The NFL announced Friday that the Cleveland Browns defensive end has been suspended for the rest of the season, including the playoffs should the Browns make it, and will have to meet with the commissioner's office before being reinstated in 2020. Garrett ripped the helmet off Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Mason Rudolph and clubbed him in the head with it in the final seconds of Thursday night's game. The NFL also suspended Browns defensive tackle Larry Ogunjobi one game for shoving Rudolph in the back into the ground shortly after Garrett had slugged the Steelers quarterback in the head with the helmet. Pittsburgh center Marquise Pouncey, who jumps into Garrett kicking and punching him after Rudolph had been struck, was suspended three games. Rudolph doesn't anticipate a suspension, but he is bracing for a potential fine, a source reported. The NFL left the door open for additional discipline of other players under the league's standard accountability process, including those who left the bench and ran onto the field to enter the fight area. Sixth, according to Bleacher Report, Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa made his first public comment Saturday after suffering a season-ending hip dislocation against Mississippi State. "Thank you all for the prayers and well wishes. God always has a plan," he tweeted. Tagovailoa suffered the injury after two Bulldog defenders tackled him as he was throwing the ball away late in the first half of his team's 38-7 win. He was then carted off the field. The 6'1", 218-pound junior had enjoyed a fantastic season until that point, throwing 33 touchdowns and just 3 interceptions for the number 5 Crimson Tide. He was playing on a surgically repaired right ankle. Of note, he completed 14 of 18 passes for 256 yards and 2 scores against the Bulldogs before the hip injury occurred. Seventh and finally today, according to People, Sadie Robertson is one step closer to being a married woman. Weeks after the Duck Dynasty alumna, age 22, celebrated her upcoming nuptials with a bridal shower. Weeks after the Duck Dynasty alumna, age 22, celebrated her upcoming nuptials with a bridal shower, she announced on Friday that she and fiancé, Christian Huff, have obtained their marriage license. "This chapter of life is called a marriage license and a mustache, and I couldn't be happier about it," she captioned the smiling shot, which features her husband-to-be sporting a mustache. In the sweet photo, Huff, age 21, has his arm wrapped around Robertson, who holds up the official document. In June, the former Dancing with the Stars contestant announced that she and Huff had gotten engaged. "I screamed yes," she wrote alongside an Instagram video of the proposal. "So many words and so many more pictures to come, but for now, just know, my friends, I'm the happiest human in the world on June 9th, 2019, today, and for the rest of my life. I get to marry this man. God is faithful and so, so good." You can read these stories and more at urbanchristiannews.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks so much for listening, and may God bless your day.